There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
Hey, Duella. It's I don't know what it is. It's like these cartoons of like Southern people, and you will, if you look at it, it's like you know every single one of the different characters in this, and it's just like different Southern sayings and stuff. And one guy, one episode, the guy was like, yeah, the funeral home preacher done tried to kick me out for bringing alcohol into the funeral home, and I told him, son, if people can't be drunk and naked at my funeral, I just about care not to die.
Did you see the one with the police call?
Yeah.
Where the guy calls in and he's like, nah, one of y'all deputies look like his balls ain't dropped yet.
Yeah, brought my son up here in a squat car.
Yeah, squat car. Toting.
He was driving his go-kart on the highway without a helmet on. And let me tell you, son. Okay, he's always, let me tell you, son, there's people who laid down their lives in this country so he could drive his go-kart without a helmet on.
Yeah.
I'm just like about red aced over it.
Yeah, about red aced.
Red aced.
Yeah. And then the
deputy he's like,
sir, you might want to sober up and put the phone down. He's like, you're lucky I've been drinking. Being sober loosens my tongue. You're lucky I've been drinking.
Hilarious. And there's some sayings that I just hadn't heard in a while.
Yeah.
There was nothing new for me, but like I have heard somebody tell me before that they are so hungry that they crawl up a hog's ass and fix themselves a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Well, my favorite one, I never heard it before, is that boy's cornbread ain't done in the middle or something.
Yeah. I'm about to jerk a knot in your tail, son.
Yeah.
I'm losing my southernness. I'm fixing to jerk a knot in your tail, son.
That's right.
I bet, Lainey, what's the best southern saying you know, just off the top of your head? I bet you got a good one.
My cousin, we said it last, she used to say it all the time, shaking like a dog peach seeds.
Shaking like a dog
shitting peach seeds.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Okay.
You got to join us.
Yeah.
Shaking like a dog eating peach or shitting peach seeds. That's really good. I'm fixing to jerk a knot in your tail, son. I like that one. And you could just tell that whoever's making these is from the South.
Yeah.
Because
specifically from Eastern Tennessee.
Yeah. I'd say the biggest indicator for me if somebody's actually from the South or just trying to do an accent is a real subtle one, leaving the TH off a lot of words. You know, and that's something I feel like that a lot of people will be like up there, you know, like a lot of people just say, you know, up there, like there's another one too where the TH is left off, like
Ariette.
Oh yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a big one. Yeah. You know, and that's if you're doing that, either you're really good at doing the accent or you are actually from the South.
All you have to do is say, show me how your grandfather called the dogs, or show me how your grandfather got a dog that wasn't his dog out of the area.
Do you have an example?
It's all around something like this. Yeah. Get on out of here.
Get on out of here.
Get on out of here.
Yeah. And what if he's calling his dogs?
Yeah.
Do you know?
It's like, shh.
Yeah. Just whistle at him.
Get on over here.
Yeah. Blue.
Get on over here.
Get on over here. That's pretty
good. Get over here before I beat the black off your ass. I tell my dog sometimes.
Yeah.
I have a Boston Terrier. She's black and white. Okay. Yeah.
Why only beating the black off of her?
Yeah. I know. Exactly. Well, there you go. I'm glad that you caught that. Yeah,
for sure.
It says a lot about me, don't it?
Yeah.
You know, when my daughter's around, I tell her I'll beat the white off her ass. Yeah, all right.
You're teaching her right.
Yeah.
When, you know who can do a really good Southern accent as well as a multitude variety of all the other things? Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He does an incredible
of SNL, and
yeah,
a bunch of movies. He does a show where he's like a hitman too.
Yeah, and I've seen that.
I've seen a scene or two from a dude. It's intense. Yeah. Like, it is not what I would expect Bill Hader to be in.
Yeah,
like,
Barry or something.
Barry,
something
that's
like
it.
That. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's Napoleon Dynamite too, right?
No, or is he in that?
I thought that was him.
But he's not Napoleon Dynamite. Okay. Yeah.
He was some guy Superbad? That never did anything else. That guy.
Gotcha.
Bill Hader was in Superbad. He was one of the two cops. It was like Seth Rogen and Bill Hader. That's the best part of that whole movie. But yeah, they'll often get Bill Hader in for South Park to do the Southern voices, you know? I just remember there's a great video of them in the actual recording. There's very few videos of them in the recording booth, you know, and they got the Matt Stone or is it Trey Parker? I don't know which one is which, but he's like, he's talking about, man, you seen that, you seen that act on the road? What was it? I don't remember. It was about a guy who just gets on stage and shits his britches. And Bill Hader's like, what fair? Oh man, it's just hilarious.
What fair?
Nah, I ain't heard that.
He was John Heater.
John Heater.
Sorry.
Yeah. So you kind of leave out TH and anything that ends in a W, you turn into an ER as well as Winder. Winder. Quit following me around. All right. Yeah. Yeah. One dog been following me.
I consume enough MMA media and a lot of British MMA, so I'm going to use this as an example. But that's the weird one with when things end in an A, they end in an ER.
Yeah.
So I always say the thing about Israel Adesanya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adesanya.
America.
Instead of Adesanya. Yeah. America. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing about America is
from Australia.
Say it right.
Canada.
Yeah. From Australia.
Oh, man.
What was the other? going back to those little animated videos when the dispatcher, he tells the boy's daddy, he's like, if we see your son on a go-kart on the interstate, we're going to pull him over. his daddy's like, good luck. He don't stop for no one.
Yeah.
And his Honda run like a scalded dog.
You seen the one where it's like a collab?
His Honda.
Yeah. It's a collab with the other animator, and it's a guy and his son coming out of karate class. And his son, it's like a children's karate class, but they're stuck in the parking lot talking to this redneck dude who's clearly like 40 in the karate class.
And drunk.
And he's got his cigarette, and he's like pushing it into the other guy, and he's like, I told my old lady once, if I break my pinky toe again, I'm going to get a pair of chin snips and just cut that plum off. Yeah. You know?
Who needs five toes?
Yeah. He's like, look at my face. I will do it.
His blood is seeping through his shoe.
Yeah. By the time I was this one's age, I broke every bone in my body except for my sternum, still intact. He's like, and then it cuts off. He's like, when I was about 18, I got hit by two dirt bikes at the same, and it like cuts off. Like, it's so perfect, you know. And then the guy with his son is like, he's trying to get out of there. He's trying to get away from the conversation. So the kid's getting like, oh God. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
You know, keeps doing that. Yeah. Well,
that's crazy.
You know, yeah. And then
dadgum.
Yeah. Look at my face. I will do it.
What a gong this mess is.
Yeah. That's great, man. And sometimes, you know, it's not the most, you know, you certainly don't sound like a scholar with a Southern accent, but there is such a charm to it that is unmatched really anywhere else.
There's a certain philosophy when you say something like, man, if people can't get drunk and naked at my funeral, I just about care not to die. There's a philosophy built in there just about, it's like, I'm okay dying. All right. Okay. I'm peaceful. I got my Lord and Savior be waiting for me on the other side, but you know what? If people can't have fun at my funeral, I think I'll just stick around a little bit then until it's time that they can have fun.
That's right.
But the first one of those I watched is like, it's probably like an 11-year-old kid sitting there. He's smoking. And he's like, yeah, man, when I'm older, I want one of those houses where you got to, if you want to come to my house, you got to get in Winderless van. Yeah. And they got to put a bag over your head. And they get there and they got bodyguards all standing up just looking at you.
With
MAC-10s just looking at you, just waiting. And then his dad's sitting next to him. He's like, well, keep your grades up.
Yeah. I've actually seen that one. Now you that saw you that? Say yeah, okay, yes, dude, yeah. I have seen that.
They're
one.
Very popular on YouTube. Yeah. It's hilarious, dude.
Son, keep your grades up.
Yeah, keep your grades up.
I've never heard that saying except in the South.
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
Your grades
keep
up.
Your grades up.
Anything.
And you'll get that dirt bike.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to get the girl? Keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up. Yeah. Be like a chicken plant manager like your old daddy, but keep your grades up.
You want to watch that R-rated movie?
Yeah.
Keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up.
Get straight A's. I'll take you in. I'll sneak you in.
You want to graduate from that pink hunting rifle I got you, you get your grades up.
That's right. Kid with good grades gets new guns for Christmas.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be a girl, okay?
Yeah. Definitely.
That's what happened to a girl, I'm just going to say. That has not stopped me from exponentially increasing the amount of firearms I own, even if they are pink.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
I don't care if pink gun will still shoot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's even and it's actually kind of like, you know, more of a FU to get to
killed
defend
by
your,
yeah,
defend your house with a pink gun.
Absolutely, dude.
I mean,
M249 saw, you get a pink, you get a pink, dude. It's half the price.
I mean, if I'm gonna go out by killed by a shot, I want it like to be a Gatling gun or something. Yeah, something awesome.
I want to get exploded by a Javelin missile.
Exactly. But not
you blaze a blaze of glory. Like the Javelin is the one that goes right up. It's an anti-aircraft, so it shoots up into the air, right, and then comes down.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That's how I'm going out.
A pink javelin.
Or use that for hunting.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That would be fun.
I plan on using Keep Your Grades Up. You know, I want to use all that kind of stuff. Miles is walking, by the way, as of not yesterday, the day before, he finally just rose up like a T-Rex, literally, like his arms, and he was like,
he started walking yesterday. Today he's sprinting and
Yeah.
Well, as a fan of this show, and someone that's not friends with the other person in that situation on social media, I don't get to see all this stuff. Just for the record. You got to post more.
Yeah. I don't post at all.
Right?
Yeah. It was the first time I've taken a video of my son, I think.
That's funny.
And again, I didn't even think. Like, so it started. So I'm sitting there. I'm on my laptop. I was trying to access the station's system remotely on my laptop. I was on the couch, so I was zoned in on that. And Allie was in the kitchen, and all of a sudden she just goes, Daddy, look. And I look over, and he's just standing in the middle. Like I don't know if you've seen a movie or something where a monster is birthed and it just stands up and it looks all twisted? That's what he looked like. He was all, it was kind of scary looking.
I like saw the video. Zombie. You were clearly sitting on a couch. I was like, dang, man, Tyler almost got up for this one.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Back to the nickname she has for you.
Yeah. I'm daddy.
Yeah. So not just when talking to your son, but just when referencing you in general in the house.
Yes, okay. Yes. Because I call him mama too. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I've leaned into it.
Yeah. Do you call him daddy?
I'm daddy.
When Caitlin comes home, I'm like, hey, Ma, how you doing?
Yeah. It's great.
We're like Mom, Pa, Kettle all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I like Daddy more than Tyler. I would legally change my name today. Everybody has to call me Daddy Massey.
I think you can.
Yeah, Oh, definitely. Daddy that's Massey. Awesome. That's
although
right.
That gentleman is, there's already a man.
Yeah, that's my father.
Yeah.
That is my father.
He's in Michigan.
Yeah.
We know this.
Yes, he is.
I've spoken. Hey, I want Mr. Massey to know that he has not only often spoke about on this podcast or has been in the past, but also we mentioned him a few times on the show in DeQueen, and I have mentioned him separately entirely on my show.
There's a whole other mythical figure over here.
Exactly. Yeah. They have but they do know
it's not Michigan.
Yeah, it's not Michigan.
Yeah.
Not like that in Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, I met a feller from Michigan one time.
Come down here, your deer are small.
Yeah.
Not many twigs in your yard for
you don't get enough
milk's
snow.
More expensive.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. He was down here recently. And
really?
That was that here 5 minutes before he was explaining to me how about milk is cheaper. And
I guess that surprises
me. That's the land of milk and honey up there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's less far, doesn't have as far to travel.
Yeah.
To get there.
Well, we're the land of cheap liquor and tobacco.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be that than milk and honey.
Choctaw Gaming Centers.
Yeah. That's right.
And the wacky tobacco if you're in Oklahoma.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I tried to explain it to somebody the other day. They were telling me, this is somebody from Louisiana who's launching some stuff up here, and he's like, "So what's the deal with marijuana over in Oklahoma?" I was like, "Man,
yeah,
yeah, that's America, is what that is." If
you, I think it's more weedy than Denver and California. Oh,
dude, Amsterdam is like, have you heard of McCurtain County, yeah. Oklahoma?
If you want to use Michigan as an example, I was just recently given some numbers. The state of Oklahoma has recently shut down, like, I want to say, in the neighborhood of 700 or 800 illegal grows. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
As a whole, we have over 6,000 legal grows.
More than California.
Exactly. In the state of Michigan, I think they had like 32 legal grows,
which is recreational.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
We're in medicinal country right now.
They believe right now the state of Oklahoma exports more illegal weed than any other state in the union.
I don't doubt
it.
Sad but true, and we're catching a lot of it going out too.
And it's weird. Some of what was that one out on west, like in a panhandle, western Oklahoma?
Oh yeah.
Last year. Maybe it was a year before when those, like, they investigated this illegal grow up, and there was like five
Japanese
dead Chinamen.
Yeah.
Chinamen.
Yeah. It was some Chinese people that were dead, like shot, murdered out there, some kind of thing. And it was a whole illegal grow up. And
pretty sure something similar to that. I only think there was two dead found in the back in like a freezer or something. But recently, I think there was another couple that were found.
Chinamen?
No, just no. I don't know what kind of man, but but yeah, it was people of some sort. I want to say it was like buried in a freezer in the backyard, or, you know, I don't know exactly where it was.
Pre-dug hole in the freezer.
Yeah, hey, that's kind of best place to hide sometimes is in plain sight, you know.
Yeah.
And over here, where, I mean, it's just that, like, dispensaries are opening up across the street from one another here.
Yeah.
You know. This would be the, if you want to do, like, I just can't, although at the same time, I'm like, how is there still a market for illegal weed? Like,
right?
I see somebody got busted with some kilos in Arkansas just the other day. I'm just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is, I mean.
Well, I can see Arkansas a little more than Oklahoma because Arkansas is way more stringent.
It is, but it's still, like, it's still available, you know? I don't know.
I know who smokes is getting it from here, exactly. Like from somebody with their card, right? Yep. It's like, no, I prefer to smoke weed the old-fashioned way by texting a guy who doesn't text me back for 2 hours, tells me he'll be here in 30 minutes. 3 hours later, he tells me he's on his way.
Exactly.
And then never shows up. Yeah,
it's pinched.
It's chinched.
Yeah.
Is that that's a good word, right?
Yeah,
that's
that's
no connotation. No connotations. Chinched.
That just means it's been taken from.
It's been taken,
pinched. Pinched as well. It's been pinched off of.
I get a 0.8.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
A gram?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't pinch from it. I chinched from it.
Yeah. I chinched from it.
Chinched.
And that's why friggin' 11th grade, Amir, my Bosnian dealer, you know, showing up with this little like 0.6, you know?
Oh.
After waiting hours for it. But I was glad to have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, back in my day, we were glad to have it.
And you were happy with the high you got from it.
Damn right. I could smoke it off the end of a cigarette or something.
Yeah.
I don't need no dab rig. These things, people busting out, you know, freaking blow torches, power tools, you know. Oh, you want
to? Oh, yeah. You got to look like a meth dealer / user to smoke weed
out of a glass.
Yeah, all that nowadays.
You go camping. Hey, you want to get hot? Yep, sure. Okay. Well, you put some fuel in the generator. We're going to need the electricity.
Pulls out his portable rig.
Yeah. Step in this like space suit.
Yeah.
And you, like, you know,
we've
got this helmet on.
Hate to admit this. We've gone from ripping out Bible pages.
Yeah.
Pages out of the Bible to literally breaking out a full blown rig at the campsite. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Carrying it with us.
Like, I remember, like, off the end of a cigarette.
That's some people, that's the only way they got Jesus in them.
Yeah, that's right. I remember once we were, this is obviously a long, long time ago, without any way to smoke it. You know, and we were just like walking across it. Like, I think we were walking across a bridge, and one of my friends, not really friend, just more acquaintance, he's the one who had it. He was so desperate to get a hit. We had no way to smoke it. He just put a little nugget on like the railing of the bridge and just lit it and like tried to like
nail it. Yeah.
And I was like watching it burn the paint chip on that. And like, it was like this black smoke he was inhaling. And
bro,
it
became
like
a huffer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
He was a gremlin type creature. So
I knew a dude like that. We called him Taco. last time I saw him, I haven't seen him in a couple few years now since living here, but the last time I saw him was like 05.
Yeah.
We graduated in 98, and dude had like a gold ring around his face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he hung out behind
it. There's something about the gold. Yeah, it's supposed to be the good stuff.
Yeah, the gold and the silver have like some additive.
I thought it was to make it feel more classy. Like, you know, like get that, get that gold.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm huffing gold. Yeah, what you got? I'm blue? Good.
You know?
Yeah. Blue?
I watched Red. That's the first time I ever saw it was Red. And it was like, it was a dude who tagged the snow. That's like, he was like, we were like rolling around.
That's kinda cool.
That was like seventh grade, rolling with some kids who were a couple years older or something. And this dude thought he was hot shit graffiti on somebody's yard snow.
Like, I mean, it can't be illegal, right?
Yeah. Even a cop even would be like, I'm not going to bust you. I mean, it has to be permanent. It'd be like tagging graffiti. Dude, I'm a graffiti artist. I line the sidewalk with chalk. You know, it was my chalk.
I'm a graffiti artist. I'll come to your house and put your numbers on the edge of your curb.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's dope. Yeah. And then, of course, he like.
That's it. You're talking to seventh grade and huffing paint. I was just like, dude, you're hanging out with paint huffers? Seventh grade. I was like, dude, that's a rough crowd. You know who he is now? Justin Trudeau.
Yeah. It's actually,
don't tell me you can't become president.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched him tag the snow and then pull a rag out of his pocket and like, you know, huff. The paint, I guess. Ooh, and it was a rowdy, crusty crew back in the day.
I never tried huffing paint. And maybe because I think the first time the DARE officer, y'all remember DARE? Did y'all have DARE officers? DARE to keep kids off drugs?
Yeah. Never had that.
Well, the DARE officer came in, and one of the things he did say while he showed us the actual, we've had this conversation, the actual illegal drugs, like the heroin in the vial. He had a case full of it.
Yeah.
But one of the things he did say was I think what he said was you could separate your brain from your spinal cord huffing paint. I think that's what he said.
Yeah.
Obviously not literal at this point in time,
like
but
when
maybe
a predator rips your spine.
Right. Yeah. So I'm sitting here thinking not only could I die, but I could also become a paraplegic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna try that stupid stuff.
Yeah.
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 Do that, they'll be having a, and you die, you'd be having a closed casket funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never interested me.
No.
the closest I've ever come was the old permanent marker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah. That was middle school. You had to learn that one.
Well, to this day, but there's nothing better. I don't purposely stick it up there, but you crack a new permanent marker.
Oh, man. It smells like you can get messed up from it.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Also, gasoline is another one of those where
die from inhaling too much of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just when you're gassing up. It's like,
Yeah, that's one of those smells that's like people are like, ugh, but I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah, it's like a guilty pleasure smell.
Exactly.
There's another one like ink. Like printer ink.
Yeah.
Like you remember the
fats of it.
Yeah.
I worked in a newspaper office. It was the riddle. The whole place just reeked of ink. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
What does it smell like if you were to compare
it? I don't know what it's. I compare it to permanent marker, but the difference is that you literally feel like a burning in the middle of your brain.
Oh, because you're like, getting
it's like straight. Yeah.
Down in the core.
Yeah. Yeah. It travels down your brain stem. So maybe that guy was right.
Yeah.
You know, that it does separate. You know, after a while, just that hot glue back there just kind of comes undone. You pick at it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Pretty dumb. There's definitely some dumb, you know, ways the human body works, like eating out of the thing that you breathe out of. That seems like a misallocation. Like it's like an oversight a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's
God's image, right? But it was like, dude, should have thought a little bit. I almost died on a bologna sandwich is all I'm saying. Is like, you know.
Would have saved a lot of choking deaths.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. I can still breathe, but I can't get the shit out my throat.
Yeah.
Some of the things, I mean, to look at that seriously, you know, is that the upright stance of humans has, because it created a situation where the hips and the pelvic bones narrowed leads to mother mortality in the process of giving birth. It's like for humans, giving birth is no other animal has as many problems giving birth as like a human does. You know, you look at like animals in Africa, dude. They shit out a baby
out.
And then they're back to business. Like it does, you know, whereas a mama needs days to recuperate. I mean, that's not to say like it's some chicken plants around here where somebody didn't give birth and went to work the next day. Yeah. Like, that obviously happens way too much.
And you get like split open as a human. Damn.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You got to, like, you have a lot of infant mortality and mother mortality due to that that narrowing of the pelvic bone created by the upright posture of humanity. Yeah. But it was one of those.
That sounds if like liberal gobbledygook to me.
Yeah. Sounds much coming to talk about that. We all descended from ape and tree
people. You saying I'm a fish?
So you saying you're going to evolve into having a vagina tomorrow? What are you saying?
Yeah.
For sure.
That's funny.
Patrick's transitioning off this one.
Yeah, I know. But if you are, I'm not going to say evolution. I'll just say natural selection.
There you go.
For our more conservative listeners. Natural selection deemed that you have a better chance of surviving with an upright posture than you will as a all animal being on all fours. Yeah, more babies and mamas are going to die, but the fact that you can see over the grass and see what's ahead of you and make sure there ain't a tiger or something coming at you is worth more.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if there's any statistics on how many, you know, lionesses die in the wild when during birth either. So every one of the deaths of humans are kept up with.
That's kept up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like,
but you look like dogs and stuff, you know, dog has puppies. Unless mama rolls on top of one of them or decides not to feed one of them, they're all going to make it. You know? Mama always makes it.
Mama makes it, I think, is the main thing. Yeah, and like, you ever seen a giraffe give birth? That sucks.
They hit the ground from 10 feet up.
Yeah. But it's literally it's like taking an after Super Bowl party shit. That's like, that's the equivalent of how they treat it. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
then
like, lick one leg up.
Yeah,
then, yeah.
But I guess if you were to believe in that theory, you know, of whatnot, evolution is, you know, or fact as science might call it, we're taking a clothesline and using it as a flagpole. Right, our spine.
Yeah.
So it's never, it's right. You know, we're dealing with back pain. Yeah. You know, forever.
Yeah.
You know, until
poor flagpoles that can't stand upright.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm a half mast most of the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, a similar thing. You know,
the flag.
Yeah. Pretty commonly known. You got sickle cell anemia. Even if you just have a recessive for it, so you don't actually demonstrate the bad side of sickle cell anemia. Even if you're recessive for it, you're immune to malaria.
Yeah.
You know, and that was just the brutal survival of the fittest environment of sub-Saharan Africa. It's like you're going to live longer with sickle cell than you will with malaria. So that's just the way things go.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? Yeah. Well, what else, man? What else happened? I feel like back in the land of the living, even last episode,
you were worthless.
I was completely worthless, and I went home and had like a crazy fever. Like
again,
dang, it was insane. But I it burned it all out, you know. And then the weekend was decent. And then starting back at work this week has been pretty good. So glad to be feeling better. But good, Miles. Got pink eye in both eyes.
What the French toast?
Yeah, on Monday or Sunday, really. And then, so he had to stay home from school. He's back now. He's all good now.
You need to quit farting on his pillow.
I know. I'm just my favorite thing to do after work is go and just sit on his pillow and fart into it for like an hour straight. Yeah,
is that real?
It can be. Okay. There's I did reading and whatnot. There's a couple different types of pink eye. Pink eye is just a general term,
right?
But you know, it's either viral,
an infection of the eye, right?
Viral or bacterial.
Okay,
you know,
there's one from just farting around.
Yeah,
like you get in a room that somebody's been farting around a lot in.
Really?
Well, no, it's not.
It's gotta be the fecal matter.
You'd
right?
have to. Yeah, it's gotta be fecal matter. So that's just a form of bacteria,
particulate, right?
Yeah,
a rectal particulate.
Yeah, but they said Miles, pediatrician, said is most likely from him wiping his nose and then rubbing his eye with snot on his nose, and that'll give a bacterial or viral or whatever it is.
Interesting.
And then they can also develop out of sickness, just a real bad sickness. You can get pink eye out of that.
Maybe more susceptible, I guess.
Okay. But the main way to catch it is through somebody else. And that's because it's a virus.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yesterday, I was looking at my daughter. She had like a goopy eye, and I was like, "Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. You got it too. Must be something going around school.
Something going around school.
That's where your boy caught it from. Now my daughter's caught it, but the wifey took her to the doctor today, and they're like, "Nah, she's got a sinus infection, and
yeah.
And it's just coming out her eye. And yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and assume it's pink eye, though.
Did y'all ever have that friend that could shoot milk out his eye socket?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, no,
I knew one personally.
He wasn't my friend. I was just a dude at school could do that. Could do it. Yeah,
yeah.
Because you have like this, it's a duct. It looks like a little. It looks like a little like end of a, you know, like a shower wand with those little
and
nubs
the crazy
on the
thing
end of
is
it.
Is there's an open channel from your nose to your eyes. So technically every single one of us, if we could learn how, could push air through our eyes.
Yeah.
Or shoot liquids.
The Egyptians, man, they take your brain out your nose.
Yeah.
You know? It's all open right there. Yeah. That's I don't like put my nose up into the mirror. I don't want to look in there too far and see what's in. I don't want to
you
see what's down in there.
You get that COVID test.
Where they scrape your cerebellum
with it.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's how they jam the microchip up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just get that on the end of that. And
still trying to get Russian out of it.
Yeah. What's going on with UFC stuff? I don't know why I wanted to talk about that. But
did you hear where the newly crowned young lady, I forgot her name, didn't watch the fight, said she would tap out Israel Adesanya?
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Yeah,
her fight was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it was awful, awful fight.
Well, I had to go watch, you know, the highlights because I didn't see the fight. And
what
I was like,
2 minutes of it was a bad fight, bro. You're talking about Raquel Pennington.
And the other girl,
Mario Boyne something.
Yeah, it was supposed to be awesome.
It was
I'm thinking of
Talking about Kayla Harrison.
Kayla Harrison,
who's now going to be fighting on 300.
Yep.
Yeah. So
she said she could tap.
Yeah, I saw that actually.
Israel Adesanya.
In her defense, I guess probably a lot of people could tap Israel Adesanya. I don't know.
He's not as cool now that he's lost.
Right. I was just trying to think of any big news coming out of it. John Jones, of course, has been back and forth with the new heavyweight champ about not fighting him because he wants a legacy fight. And I don't know. There's just been a lot of drama, and I can't even put my finger on it. The main thing is 300. UFC 300 people saying it's trash.
Now, okay, I keep seeing, obviously. Now, 299 has not been done yet, right?
No, 299 is finished.
Oh, it just finished last week?
Yeah, that's O'Malley and Vera.
Oh, it has been set, but it's not played yet.
It's not fought yet.
So they won't, quote-unquote, actually set the entire lineup for 300 until they fight 299. That way they can promote it.
We're missing one fight.
Which one? What's the headliner?
That's TBD.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, right. You're going to set up your undercard. But, I mean, you ain't going to get that main headline, the big dogs, or even top three big dogs before
The whole card is set except for the main fight, which is going to be announced, I think, tomorrow. They're slowly trickling out the fights to get everybody hyped for it and whatnot. I think it's going to be Izzy and Drickus. I would put my money on that. Yeah.
So you don't think McGregor's going to get in at all?
No.
He keeps talking like he wants to.
There's no freaking way.
And who was the other Michael Chandler? And McGregor?
I mean, like if I do, it's okay. It's not that big of a shock, but I would be surprised to see McGregor fight before June or like the summer.
Is there something he's?
Because they'll do something with like Boston or some shit. They'll take it to Ireland or Boston or put him on a London type thing or something. They're not going to miss that opportunity.
Where is 300?
That's in Vegas.
Right on, man.
Yeah. So
it'll be interesting to see who they put up there, though.
If you look down the list, though, every single fight you'll recognize somebody from it. So
that's
cool.
A big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Are you gonna watch it?
Oh yeah, live? For sure. And I'm watching 299 too because 299 looks better than 300 at
really?
The moment. Yeah, in my opinion.
Who's 299?
That's O'Malley, Vera.
Yeah, I love O'Malley.
And
O'Malley.
And then you have a bunch of fights on that one.
O'Malley's 155.
135.
Right.
He's the champ.
Yeah, little fella.
He's a pipsqueak. I don't know. He's just not. Yeah, bantamweight. He's just not what I want out of a champ. Because, like, if you didn't know better, you would shove O'Malley around at the club. You'd say, "Get the fuck out of my way," and not like think that this dude is about to whoop your ass. I'm not saying I could. He would beat me in a fight everywhere, but I would feel if I had the right amount of rum and cokes in me, I would be like, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
And then he would annihilate me. Right. But I don't like that in the champ. There's not a single other champion that I can't look at and like to do is like, that guy's a fucking fighter.
Right.
You know, O'Malley's like with stupid clown hair and his, you know. and he sucks. He stinks on the mic. Yeah. They're trying to push him as this.
He's got a big podcast now, don't he? I guess it's just because he's the champ.
Yeah, he smokes weed and he's soy. Like, you know, it's
he's
like
soy boy.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going for Vera. I'm going for Vera. That dude is the real deal. He's a better champ, and he's built different than everybody.
Who's the one that beat Bryce Mitchell? The first beat
Ilya Topuria.
He's fighting
Volk.
Volk, yes. I'm looking forward to that one. When's that happening?
That's going
to be
great. That's the next card. That's 298.
Okay. Yeah. See, I forget 298 hadn't been fought yet.
So they just did 297 with Sean Strickland and Drickus.
Which was cool.
It was great.
I enjoyed that one.
The card stunk, but that fight was great.
Did we talk about who won that one? What do you think?
I think Sean won.
Okay.
But such close fight.
I believe at the end of the round, of round five, I was like, I think Drickus took that one.
Yeah.
Barely. But here's what I'm saying. But I also agree with Dana White. I don't think he beat it out of him. You know what I mean? I don't think he, quote unquote, took it.
Yeah.
I think he just barely slimmed past him.
I had the same thing as Dana White. 2-2 going into the fifth. I think Sean, across all metrics, won the last round. Probably should have won the fight.
See, I had him. I had 1-5 for Sean. Yeah. I had 2-3.
That's
and four
fine. That's for, a, yeah. Because three is the swinger. Three is the round that's like could go either way.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because four, he took Sean Strickland down a couple of times.
Four is all Drickus.
Yeah.
Four is all Drickus.
So there was three. Two takedowns in two.
Mm-hmm.
Three takedowns in four.
Yeah.
So he definitely got 2-4.
Yeah.
I believe that. So you're right. Three is the one that could have been either way.
Either way.
Okay.
I agree. Because there was a takedown, I think, but also the jab was money and just look at Drickus' face afterwards.
Yeah, they showed a side-by-side round to round.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yes.
One, two, three, four, and five. And it was
he outstruck him a lot.
Yeah. In all but one round, Strickland won the strikes, and two was the one that Duplessis won, I believe.
Yeah, sounds right. And Duplessis had come out better in that.
Yeah, and he took him down a couple. So two, could two have been a 30-28?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Because it was
because
dominant,
he got hit,
but
he still got hit. Like, if you get hit once, you can't. If you get hit, like, more than a couple times, you can't get no 10-8. You know what I mean? Like, a 10-8 has to be like those Chimaev ones where he lifts you up, throws you down, beats the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Drops you multiple times. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Drickus still got lit up with the jab.
Yeah.
All over the place, you know?
It's and just, that, I mean, the only thing that really cut Strickland that I saw was the accidental
headbutt.
And I do believe it was accidental.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then there you go. That made Sean look worse. It made him look like he had more damage, and that maybe played in too. But after the fight, you could tell who had more damage, and it was definitely Duplessis. Yeah. But I'm cool. I like Duplessis too. It's a close fight. I wasn't like, what a robbery. Right. You know, like it was a close fight.
And
so.
I think that the judges have always given more credit to a takedown than I personally have. Does that make sense?
Oh, they do.
But that too does much. Make sense too.
Too much in my opinion sometimes.
Well, and I used to think that as well. But as a competitor now, takedowns are so much more difficult than, you know, not a tap, but to get you in a position like a dominant position.
Yeah.
A takedown is obviously where it starts.
Yeah.
But to be able to get right back up is that defense, and it's just not easy.
What's more impressive, the takedown or when Sean can just shirk him off and stand up like within a few seconds?
Which the fifth round he did,
but
he didn't in two and four.
But Drickus got like no damage.
True,
off.
I
like
agree.
It was pretty. So like, how much? What do you score a takedown with no damage, but you ate like five jabs? You know, in that
getting
round.
The takedown.
Yeah,
I would
you
give
know?
The takedown if you ate five jabs, getting a solid takedown, and you kept him down for a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe not
didn't
in damage,
right,
but
right.
you did control him, quote unquote.
Right, that's I'd what they're trying to avoid. They're trying to avoid that and maybe look more at damage and stuff. Like I still think, but then there's other fights that I've seen where the takedown, I see the takedown and I'm like, oh, he's got that round, and then they don't give it to him.
True,
you know,
you're right. No, I agree. So it's,
takedown could be a cherry on top. I like dudes who do that, who like. On the feet, they light him up, blah, blah, blah. Then nearing the end of the round, get a takedown. Maybe they get back up right away, but you know, that's like, that's just even more dominance.
And I'm with you. I think in the fight, at the end of the fight, I'm like, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't mad that Du Plessis won it.
He's a great champ.
But looking back,
yeah,
I could see how Strickland could have been, a lot of fans, especially if Strickland would have said, I think he won.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
But Izzy and Du Plessis, I think, would make a lot of sense for 300, but they also might not, because that fight is built in. The drama, all that is built in between those two already, so they could make a card out of that. They don't really need that, but they are needing something. Now the big talk right now, the big speculation is Tom Aspinall, the heavyweight interim champ, versus Alex Pereira, the light heavyweight champ. So which is weird. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Would they meet weight in the middle and no belt?
He would move up to the heavyweight.
For the belt?
Mm-hmm.
I'd
be cool, but like...
But I don't think he can take it.
I don't think he would win. I do not think... I think Tom Aspinall is...
I don't know if he's the greatest champion ever or anything like that, but I think he's legit.
I think he has potential to be the heavyweight goat.
Really?
And I'm trying not to hype too much, but I don't see anybody in the division that could beat him.
Okay.
I think he beats John Jones, honestly.
Really?
At heavyweight,
I like the sound of that. Could John Jones Aspinall be on the top card for 300?
I wish, but no. He's still injured.
Oh, okay.
John Jones is injured, and he refuses to fight anybody but Stipe. And what's going to happen is he's going to fight Stipe.
Beat him.
Beat him and retire.
Yeah.
And then... But
as the GOAT.
As the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which he will be.
I could see that. All right. We got to get off of
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do want to say one more thing before we go, so Patrick can get back in the conversation. Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, yeah. He's loving it.
Seriously.
Yeah,
he's answering emails and all kinds
of stuff. Yeah, yeah. Please keep going.
But no, the thought, it was put out there. I don't know which entity put it out there, but McGregor... is a bigger influence on mixed martial arts today than Khabib. What's your thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Even though Khabib's undefeated and the champ.
Mm-hmm. And beat McGregor.
So I made a comment.
He's the second most popular fighter ever.
Okay. So I think there's a way Khabib could take McGregor's spot as the most popular as of all time. He has to.
Bunch of coke.
I don't. Right? Yeah, I don't think he even has to beat McGregor again.
No,
I think all he has to do is never lose his championship and have the most title defenses of anybody else in UFC history.
Mm-hmm.
That will solidify him if he goes out undefeated.
Damn.
And he has the most title defenses in UFC
history. In all classes?
No, just in his class.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't
know. I think it's five.
Tiny. So that may not be hard for him.
He's at three.
Okay. So he may probably do it.
He'd have to make a return. He'd have to drop 70 pounds.
Oh, is he not fighting anymore?
Khabib?
Did he already retire?
Oh, he's been retired for a while.
Yeah, so he'll never be then.
No. Yeah, he's done. Dang, he'll never come back. Okay. Yeah, he retired because of his dad. His dad died.
That's right. I remember
and then
that.
He retired after submitting Justin Gaethje.
I forgot about
and that.
That
was it. Boom. And then Oliveira fought Chandler for the title. And Oliveira became my favorite lightweight of all time.
Really?
Yeah. And before it was Gaethje, but then I came to your house and watched that Gaethje-Oliveira fight, and I said, it's done. Oliveira is incredible. He's the best.
He's
the most entertaining fight.
That was
most
fun,
entertaining.
For sure.
Oh, so good. That was one where Ferguson got knocked out cold by Michael Chandler, KO of the year, disgusting tournament of a McNugget. And so Khabib's done, but you got Islam Makhachev, which I think he could be better than Khabib because his striking is better.
Is that the taller one with the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Who's that?
Islam is the current lightweight champ. So he is...
That's right.
He is Khabib's like... He's like...
Successor.
Mini, he's, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They trained together for forever. Islam was there all through Khabib's title reign, helping him train and stuff. And he is... And Khabib, when he retired, he said, oh, no, I'll see Islam be the champion. And
that's cool.
And so Islam so far... has, you know, might not have earned that shot necessarily to the title, but he beat Oliveira, beat him bad, and then has beat a featherweight twice. So we still have yet to
see.
Because he beat Volkanovski, and then his next fight was Volkanovski, where he knocked him out, solidified it. He's just too big.
Yeah.
He's too big. He's too strong. Striking's way better than Khabib's, in my opinion.
Really?
But I'm not sure. I mean, his wrestling's probably just as good, if not maybe better. So we'll see. We'll see. But he's Islam's going to fight nothing. But it's basically going to fight the winner of Armand Sarukian and Charles Oliveira. They're fighting on 300, which is the one of the Bane fights I'll be looking for. Heck see, yeah. They should have made more fights like that. I don't care. I don't need to see Brock Lesnar. I don't need to see
Brock
Ronda Rousey. No, oh, no. Okay. It's just people are saying like 300 needs to be, you know, Brock Lesnar versus Blair, you know, or they
Brock
we need
Lesnar
to see
versus Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. That's right. They want that, and I'm like, dude, no. I want competitor matchups. I want title contention matchups. That's what I want to see. More Oliveira Saryukian. I want to see, you know, I want to see Sandhagen versus Tavolish Wheelie. I want to see all these things. I want to see Moreno versus Royval for the flyweight. I can name all the contenders in each one, and I want to see those.
New Smack Talk popped up between DC and John Jones.
Oh, again?
Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
It was about DC said he was a horrible employee for the UFC.
Mm-hmm. And then, I think I did see that.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
John was like, yeah, it's terrible to get beat up and everything taken away from you by a bad employee.
Yeah, yeah.
So but he basically said John Jones only took those two titles from him because he was jacked on on roids.
On the gear, man.
So
it's true.
I don't know.
You never know, man.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I think he would have beaten him without it.
You think so?
But, yeah.
It was a good fight, that first.
That was so good.
So good. And I was
DC's.
I was rooting for DC.
DC's
so
one
bad.
Of the goats. Yeah, me too.
I was rooting for him at that point.
I would have liked
Oklahoma
him
City.
To. Yeah, yeah, Oklahoma City, and I would have liked to see him dethrone. Like, you want to see the
good guy beat the bad guy.
You want to see the good guy beat the bad guy. Yeah. You want to see the and it doesn't matter if you. Here's why John Jones fights will never not be entertaining. Even if John Jones is your favorite fighter and you never want him to lose, everybody still
wants to see the
champ get the god get dethroned for a second.
Who's gonna do it? They want to know who would be able to take. You know what I mean? That's what you're right. So if they're a fan of John Jones, they still want to see him win. But could this be the one? That takes it all.
If I and if I saw him fight Tom Aspinall, like I believe in my heart of hearts right now, Tom Aspinall would win that fight, and that's the only person I would ever think that.
Yeah, I was gonna say you've never said that before.
No, I never. I thought him and Gon was gonna be a good fight.
I hope.
I didn't think it was gonna end in 40 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, DC. You know, I mean, all these guys, even Stipe. Not a chance at all. Like, I would bet my house on John Jones to fight Stipe and beat him. Yeah,
even like prime Stipe, because I believe he's past his prime.
I think so. Right. Yeah, Stipe's really good, but at the end of the day, he's just a boxer. Like Stipe's wrestling is fantastic against John Jones.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, he'll dump him on his head and do whatever he wants. I just think Aspinall is the new era, not of heavyweight, not of UFC, of MMA. This is one of the first champs that we're seeing. He's 29. He's been training since he was 2 or 3. Damn. Not jiu-jitsu and then found this.
Right.
Not boxing and then found
MMA the entire
time. He's been training MMA since he was like 4 or some shit. Right. This is where we're at now. This is like we're gonna see these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
His wrestling is incredible. His jiu-jitsu, he's amazing on the ground. His striking, he's fast. Not only is he fast, he's accurate. He's precise. He's pinpoint. Pass me one of them, dude. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah. So, Tom Aspinall, it's interesting. I think he would beat every, like, prime versus prime. I think Aspinall beats every heavyweight there's ever been. To be honest,
Kane. I was thinking because I mean, don't get me wrong. I realized he was a wrestler before, but I liked Brock Lesnar
as a heavyweight
champion. Yeah,
Brock Lesnar was incredible. Yeah. It was such an exciting.
Yeah,
champion.
He was so explosive, so huge. To see him punch, who was it that he was just like pounding in the face? Couture? Was it Couture?
Yeah, he beat Couture. He literally sent him.
And, no,
flying
it was
Frank Mir.
Mir. It was Mir.
Yep.
To watch him. Was he crucifixed Mir, didn't he? Or was
he,
it Couture?
He had him up against the fence.
He crucifixed somebody. He had the arm pinned between his legs, and he had the other arm pinned back, and he just started pounding.
Oh, was that Shane Carwin? No, you're
right.
Yeah, but then he choked him out with an arm in triangle.
Okay.
But he had him in that position.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Because Shane Carwin just blew his load in the first round and came out gas in the second. Brock just threw him down.
And Carwin was the guy that was supposed to take
him. Oh, yeah.
Him.
Oh, they should have stopped that fight.
Yeah.
Carwin should have been the heavyweight champ. Yeah, he wasn't knocked out, but by any and all metrics, it's one of those fights where if you watch that first round, you wonder how
they didn't stop.
They didn't stop. I agree. Just because Brock is a beast and is probably impossible
to
knock
him
out.
Unless I am asleep.
Yeah, yeah. Do not stop this fight. Yeah.
Which, I mean,
and
I'm Miri like
had him up against the fence and was just hitting a completely exposed, you know. I love Frank. I mean, that was hard to watch. But Tom Aspinall, man, I think he destroys Brock Lesnar. Mm. I don't think any heavyweight. Have you seen him move? Have you seen his fights? Have you seen
Tom,
this? Yeah.
I cannot say that I can't picture
send
Tom
you the
Aspinall
video.
In my head right now.
I got to send you the video. You'll never see a heavyweight looks like him ever.
Really?
It's
move like a light heavyweight?
He moves like a middleweight to me.
Dang.
You know, he's
like
in
an
and
Anderson
out.
Silva?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. A lot like that.
That's
and
cool.
His
he's
head,
the greatest
his head movement.
Of all time, just for the
yeah, probably.
In my
probably.
Opinion.
I agree.
Personally.
I agree. I think, but it's like when you talk about the GOATs of MMA, you can't factor in the new guys. You know what I mean?
Not
who
yet,
would beat
yeah.
Him.
I don't think you can.
Because I don't think Anderson Silva prime versus prime could beat Yoel Romero. I mean that, like, you know, I don't think that happens, but... You know,
no, I mean, yeah,
I think it'd be a great fight.
Yeah, I think so too.
Either or could win. Right. Like, yeah, but you can't say he's not the GOAT because he couldn't have beat this guy in the new round. You know,
so who was the guy that he broke his leg on?
Chris Weidman.
Weidman was the new face of middleweight back in the tens, late teens or whatever it was.
Yeah, and then Luke Rockhold came and from Strikeforce once that got bought and.
He lost it the first time to Bisping.
He kept the belt, then lost to Bisping, and then Bisping lost to GSP, and GSP vacated. And then Robert Whittaker fought Yoel Romero for the real one, I think. Yeah, undisputed. Uh-huh. And then he fought Yoel again.
You gonna watch Roadhouse?
It looks stupid, it looks good.
It does.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm watching it for
sure, yeah. Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
What's the other guy?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's a good actor.
He's pretty good.
I like him.
I do like him. Because people have said I kind of look like him or my hair does or whatever. So I kind of like Jake Gyllenhaal. But, yeah, it's interesting. I watched the UFC where they've got him in. So I think I don't know what the movie 100% is about. It's Roadhouse. He's a bouncer.
Yeah.
But it looks like... At the beginning of the movie, maybe, Jake Gyllenhaal's the middleweight champ, and then he goes too far in on somebody fight and gets kicked out of the UFC, and now he's got to bounce for a bar in Florida.
Exactly.
I think that's the story.
And then, like, Conor McGregor's muscle man for some thugs or something.
Thugs, yeah. He's got to come in and rough up the place.
Wait, you said Jake Gyllenhaal, he's going to be Dalton?
Yeah,
he's Dalton.
Yes.
He's Dalton.
Yeah, his name is like Chris Dalton or something.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And
he looks pretty beefy in it. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. He looks ripped as hell.
I love that they used as many of the originals from UFC that they could when doing it. You know, of course, you guys, Bruce Buffer.
Oh, it looks for real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool. I think it's neat.
It looks for real. So for the filming, which is, I'm not sure I've ever seen a movie actually do this before. For the filming for the movie, in the movie, Jake Gyllenhaal is a UFC champ. And then I think, from what I glean, I don't know this 100%, but just from the trailer, it looks like he keeps hitting a guy when he's not supposed to, and he gets kicked out.
They try to stop him, but he keeps going.
Yeah, he keeps
kills
going
him
back.
Or
kills the guy, right?
Or
maybe
permanent.
He kills him or
I mean,
something.
That was Dalton's whole thing. He was doing something, and he ripped the guy's throat out something. Yeah, he's like at the main fight at the very end, you know, he's like he knows he can beat this guy at any point. What, he like pulls a gun on him or something when he's getting beat up. And
I used to
just
fuck
like,
guys like you in prison.
Yeah. For breakfast. And Dalton's just like, all right, dude, I hadn't want to do this because the last time I did it, somebody I killed him. Pow, pow.
Yeah.
Rips
his
whole
throat.
Yeah, it's like his whole like Adam's apple out.
Well, I was going to watch it, but I know what happens now.
Wait,
spoiler alert. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, but I watched the UFC event where they had to kind of stop the show and Jake Gyllenhaal just all of a sudden is doing a walkout and goes to the cage.
So
and
they actually did it in a real.
It's all real. Cool. It's all right in the middle of UFC like 291
that's
or something.
Cheap, dude. That's
yeah. They did save a lot of money.
They saved absolutely. A ton of money yeah, doing right. that. Yeah, yeah. That's for sure. Funny. And weigh-ins and everything.
Yeah,
like they had him do the weigh-ins and all that stuff. That's so, cool. yeah, they were just like, "Yeah, get him in. Like, we'll just do this now.
Yeah, run it now."
I can almost see all the fans being like, "What the fuck?
Yeah,
dude, get the next fight going.
Yeah.
Oh, the next fight is a women's fight. No.
Yeah. yeah. All right, Jake.
And it's not
this
Holly
is take 47. Okay, can you please just like, have you never thrown a punch before? Like, just
that's true. I guess they had to do it on one take.
It looked great for one take.
Yeah, okay.
The choreography.
I wonder
and stuff.
If they also did then shot like a scene. Like it, but they use the crowd stuff.
Oh yeah,
like, and like, so, but then yeah, they also, yeah. you know, for the background,
maybe.
And then they shot some more, so they'd actually have some better.
Right,
film,
right.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's cool though.
Yeah, I've been feeling that lately. I've been feeling pretty. I don't want to say it's like I don't feel misogynistic about it, but the women's fighting is like nothing slows a card down faster than pretty much all of the women fights at this moment in time.
Why is there no Thug Roses right now?
Right.
Why is the, you know what I mean? Why is there no even like Cyborgs were yeah. exciting? You yeah. know what I mean? What's her name? Yo, Chain Check.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
was exciting.
Yeah.
What's why are there not? Well, I guess O-Girl, who's the one that just vacated the throne?
Amanda Nunes. She was exciting.
She was exciting.
But again, she was just beating up tomato cans. Like, it's just literally.
That's a good way to put it.
Just beating literally up. Just beating up. That's why they were exciting, because they ended quickly. And, like,
it was. Save a lot.
Yeah. Just watch this last. So they just fought for her vacant belt. Mm-hmm. That was a 5-round. These are the Snorfest. Two best bantamweights we could find.
And I was hoping it wasn't going to be,
yeah.
what's her name, that won?
Raquel.
I'm not Mario a fan of her. Whatever.
No, me either.
I think she's boring. I yeah. think she's got heart.
She's so boring,
but
dude.
She's so boring. And all of her fights seem to go to the yeah. distance. And, you know.
And even the best fighters, I'm going to be honest, like, it's not controversial to say that men have a faster muscle twitch. They're all everything about it. It just looks like bad, slow MMA. And I used to be a fan. I did back when it was.
Yo, Chain Check. Yo, Chain Check. Like a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight up.
And all that. But
if you want to put it that way. But yeah.
You know, it's just nothing slows a card down quicker. And it's like they've been. It's just been stinking it up.
I mean, and there's pretty girls. That
sure.
are fighting too.
Sure.
So it ain't about the quote unquote look.
No.
Because a lot of people will say, oh, they're all manly looking. That's why the women's card. No men want to watch a woman fight when they also look like a man.
Most of the champions have been very good looking.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Me. Valentina Shevchenko, Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
She was not bad
cute.
Looking. Yeah.
Rose Namajunas, you know, even with the shaved head.
Even going back, I mean.
Miranda Rousey, Holly Holm.
Yeah, I mean, Holly Holmes.
Misha Tate.
I
always thought Holly Holmes pretty hot, but like in a not hot. She's like,
I know what you mean?
She's like farm beautiful.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
that's
what I mean?
A great way to put it. Yeah. You could probably find her pulling on the udder of a cow.
That's right.
Exactly.
And then right in the barn.
Yeah, just
get to
toss
it.
Her to the hay.
Yeah.
Let's go roll in the
yeah,
hay.
Yeah, yeah. Misha Tate, obviously, probably the best. And then,
oh, what about what's her name?
Even Amanda Nunes.
Nunes is not bad, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking
Alexa Grasso was.
No,
incredible.
What's the one that makes OnlyFans and stuff? And
oh, yeah.
Paige
VanZant.
Yeah. Paige VanZant with
Gina Carano.
Would be the second.
She might be
right underneath.
I think I'd
put me.
I think in like normal, like gonna put her in a magazine cover looks.
Right.
I think Paige might take Misha.
Probably,
but
because she has given you more options to see that.
Maybe. Have you seen the naked pictures of Misha Tate?
Yes, where she did the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Was that Sports Illustrated?
Well, no, like leaks. I've seen the leaks. Yeah. I'll shoot you a link. Because it's just as good as you imagine.
I love it.
You know?
No,
Misha, I think I like Misha more, but just conventionally,
exactly.
Paige VanZant probably is
right.
more Sports Illustrated.
If you put them both
friendly.
Out there on a Sports Illustrated,
yeah.
You know, a winner take all bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Paige probably takes it ultimately over everybody.
And her husband are a cool couple in the sense that they are fight couple.
Yep.
They both fought in UFC.
Yeah. Who's her husband? I don't know. It's funny how these, like, so you have Kenny Florian. He dated, I forget, he dated another female fighter.
Right.
You had Pat Barry and Rose Namajunas. You had Travis Brown and Ronda Rousey.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, for a bit. Brendan Schaub.
Rose, and, you said Rose, Doug Rose.
Doug Rose was with Pat Barry.
He's not still? They're not still?
Oh, they are. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. But there's a whole thing surrounding that because Pat Barry says in one interview that since the first time he saw Rose Namajunas, he was in love. But the first time they met, she was 14.
Yeah.
And he was like freaking 28 or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of sus.
Yeah, it's sus, very bro. Sus. And then it was like as soon as she was legal, they were together. So
yeah, so probably happened before.
Yeah, Pat Barry's quick pedophile. No big deal. Go move on. Don't look into it too much. All right, sorry, Patrick. Sorry, yeah, man.
We're back, Pat.
My bad, dude.
Patricimo.
We've been talking. Austin. I don't know why I brought this up. I just knew I wanted to talk a little bit. What's that?
Austin is his name.
Austin.
Austin. I don't know. Something.
Something. Anyway.
This has been great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe not the listeners so much.
Yeah, keep, you're into keep UFC. Going, dude. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. I'm catching up right
over. Well, I mean, who, you got, who do you have this weekend? Roman Dolidze or Nasruddini Mavov? It's freaking ridiculous, man. These Dagestani dudes. Get them out of here.
Yeah, shouldn't they be fighting in Ukraine or
something? Yeah, dude.
I'm tired of seeing puffy blonde hairballs.
Oh yeah,
on top of all these daggers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with it's you. It was funny the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
blonde. But now it's like no, it's this hat. It's like a ceremonial hat.
Yeah,
Khabib the Russian
first
hats,
came
the
out with
big,
it.
Big puffy.
It's a big fur. Yeah, yeah, the fur. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I forget what they call it.
Nutria or something.
Yeah. But listen to those names. That's this weekend. Sorry, bro. Nasruddini Mavov and Roman Dolidze fighting.
So, I had an accident on you.
Yeah, go clean up. Yeah. Go, back
my,
at it.
I think my pants caught
I'm
most
hoping
of
so.
It.
You're yeah. not supposed to be cold right now.
Very.
Yeah.
Jay still hasn't caught on to what just happened.
No, it's all right. He'll figure it out soon enough when he sits there.
I Scotch guarded that very
nice.
Good.
Yeah, I could tell. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Not bad, not bad.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. All the way through.
If there's something to be spilled, Patrick spills it. I'm going to be honest. I used to marvel at his non-spilledness, and then something's happened. I don't know. He's
having kids.
Since he was 30.
Dadhood.
Yeah, since he was 30, he has been spilling everything into his own lap.
It's like that.
When I met him, he had an iron stomach, too. Since then, he has been sick more than ever in his life.
That's true. Not your stomach, huh?
No.
Okay, okay.
So yeah, that was, you were just using that similar excuse on me. I got you. You forgot I knew better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You forgot I already knew better.
He got all the stomach genes. I've always had I got a sensey stomach.
Sensey?
Yeah. Stomach. Something doesn't like it, it ruins me. It ruins me.
I used to have a iron gut, as they say, and now it's soft.
You got a soft gut?
I have a soft, I can't.
Maybe your gut flora needs 100%, work, bro.
I know for a fact it does.
Your gut flora is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my gut flora is not as floral as it used to be.
Yeah. Other things to reference other things on this podcast, we talked about Andre 3000 a few podcasts ago and his new album. And I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day. And what's that?
Big Boy's birthday is today. Sorry.
Oh, bad. Yeah, that's true. Big Boy. Yeah, Big Boy turns 50 today, I think it was. So shout out Big Boy. We were talking about Andre and his Fluty album.
He was very fluty last time he came out.
Yeah, and my friend summed it up perfectly. I was like, this is why we got to do a hip-hop podcast now. He was like, Andre 3000 is to flutes what Michael Jordan is to baseball.
I love it. That's
you
a great way
I
to
mean?
Put it.
Like, he got on, no doubt. Michael got signed to a team, but he stunk it up, and he was bad.
There was a lot of hype. There was a lot of hype.
Yeah, a lot of hype.
But I bet you there were a few thousand basketball fans that had never paid attention to baseball prior to that.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah.
Good to go.
But I didn't want to.
Damn, this sport's boring.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I did want to bring this up a couple podcasts ago.
Well, hold on. I'm just going to defend my honor here just a second. Is that if I've ever told either one of y'all that my stomach hurts, I was lying.
Yeah,
exactly. No, I got you.
I will say a couple months ago, I got that kind of. Had some old deer meat in the freezer and cooked it up. It was a little. The wife didn't want none of it. She didn't like how it was looking and smelling and stuff. I ate it. I farted a lot, but I was good.
Good.
Yeah. The stuff you had and then I had too?
No.
Okay.
No. This was out of my freezer?
Yeah, no. The one, was it given to you?
Yeah.
By somebody we work with?
No.
Okay.
No.
You remember that stuff that was given to us by somebody we work with? It was sausage.
The liver?
No.
The sausage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good.
You ever cut that up?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I got
sick. Like the next day.
Yeah.
Sick on it?
I think so, or maybe I psyched myself out.
A little butcher paper wrapper?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was good.
Was it from someone who would purposefully
No.
Poison you?
No.
Oh, darn.
Total accident.
I mean, oh, dang, yeah.
But I did want to say this about Andre 3000. I think he's the smoothest dude of all time.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say. Like, I feel bad when I listen back to when I was trashing him.
Why, after all the hate, the last episode? No,
I don't know.
What changed?
I'll tell you
why.
Because I watched every Outkast music video there ever was.
Okay.
You know, a
and
few
you were
weeks
reinvigorated
back.
By his talent.
He is so good.
He is talented.
He is one of the best. And there's arguments you can make for him to be the best lyricist of all time, the best rapper, blah blah blah. You can make all that.
Great
showman, all that. I'm gonna just put in the category and award him the smoothest dude of all time.
Okay.
He pulled Erykah Badu, by the way, and so that's pretty good. But I think if he wanted, he could outdo Will Chamberlain numbers. Like, watch him in those, the way he moves, the way he is, the way he talks, the way he raps, the way he looks, the way everything. It's like this dude won the genetic lottery. I mean, 100%.
He's pretty smooth. His
so
shit
smooth.
Probably smells like roses.
Yeah, it does.
If I'm guessing.
Like, and the one that confirmed that for me is the video for Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
Which is
that's
so
a good
one. Yeah.
I love that one.
The dude's literally in like a bucket hat with crazy glasses, a football chest plate, and MC Hammer pants, like Shazam pants. And he's like, looks
incredible.
And
he made it awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He made me wanted to go to school like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
He like fell into a costume trunk and came out looking great. Anyway, all right, Patrick's got back to emails for him. He doesn't know nothing about Andre. He was in Four Brothers. That movie stunk. I hated that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Or was that Mos Def?
Marky Mark.
Yeah.
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 That one.
Yeah.
What's Marky Mark's best role? Marky Mark's best role.
I think that's it. As Marky Mark, right?
Boogie Nights, bro.
Yeah, probably.
That's a good one.
I like Donnie Wahlberg better. I do.
His brother's way better.
Yeah, I just liked him in Band of Brothers. Okay. So Donnie Wahlberg's performance in Band of Brothers is better for me.
Dreamcatcher, dude. Come on.
Oh, that movie is terrible.
Didn't Donnie Wahlberg marry Jenny McCarthy? No, that's that's
Megan McCarthy or something. Jessica.
That's also a McCarthy, correct?
Yeah.
But Jenny McCarthy was the like sex symbol from back in the 90s, early 2000s.
And Donnie got her?
I'm pretty
sure. How'd that happen?
Pretty sure.
Donnie ain't
nobody. Donnie's not the Wahlbergers one brother.
I don't know.
There's three brothers, right? Or four?
I don't know.
I think there's a bunch of brothers, actually, now I think about it.
I only know Mark and Donnie.
All right, let me look up Donnie.
It's like a Billy Wahlberg and a.
Yeah, yeah. Steven. I'm pretty sure he married.
Steven Wahlberg. Just the same names, Alec Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy. They married in 2014.
Mm.
You remember Jenny McCarthy? Let me show you a photo here.
Let's see.
She was on the Candies ad with her panties. She was sitting on the toilet, panties around her ankles. Of course, I was a teenager at that point, so that's why I
well.
I'll look at I'll look
you
that
needed that
before Pornhub.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Back when I was just waiting for the Girls Gone Wild to come on late night on Comedy Central.
When they do the back-to-back 60-second ads?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As a teenage boy?
That was it, huh?
Mm, yeah.
The Candies ad with Jenny McCarthy.
Sitting on the toilet.
You didn't care, what was in that porcelain bowl.
Yeah,
no clue.
Yeah.
Again, back to roses.
Looked like sherbet would be in that porcelain bowl. Rainbow sherbet.
Why is it not more solid, Jenny? Is your gut flora a little crooked?
It could use some work. I could use some
probiotics.
Activia. Well, that's all I got was about 40 minutes of nonstop me talking about MMA. I don't know about y'all, but I think that's a good place to leave it.
I got a tattoo yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
that's why we
tattoo.
That's why we didn't record yesterday.
Right.
Because I got an addition to my radio sleeve.
It looks good.
Yeah,
thank
it does.
You. I'll post it on our socials so people can see it if they want to.
All right, cool. Pain level?
It was, okay, now I know why people enjoy getting, or, you know, prefer getting tattoo on their arm, like the forearm.
All the sensitive areas on the inside of the bicep.
Yeah, but this part, not bad at all.
A little rough, right?
Not bad at all.
Or it is rougher, so it's.
That's all leather and tan.
Yeah, tanned up and stuff. Yeah. So he was real soft handed, too. So
1 to 10, what's the pain like on that tattoo?
On that one?
Yeah.
If I was to give a 10 to the one on my chest right here up by my neck, that was kind of sore. I would give a one to that one. It's the least painful for sure.
Just scrolling the phone, arm out, not even worried about it.
Almost took a nap. Yeah. Almost, I was like,
nice,
nodding off a tad there for.
I don't know what it feels like at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Traz Hill, he's a local. He's a very, very popular.
Very well done.
He puts his own tattoo show on in Anchorage, Alaska, Juneau, Alaska, just for the record.
Sweet.
Oh,
yeah. So right. Every year.
Yeah.
Big old huge show. He puts it on. He flies out there, puts it on.
Yeah.
So he's a pretty big deal, but I appreciate Traz. He's an awesome dude. Great work.
Traz
Hill, TRAZHILL tattoos on Instagram if you want to follow him and see my work, because my post is on there. So.
Sweet.
He posted it. So.
I like it, man. Anything from you, Patrick? Did you listen to the Ben Shapiro diss track or whatever he did?
Anything Napoleon's done lately that you really want to tell us about?
No. Yeah, Ben Shapiro made it onto some Tom McDonald or something. Is that, what's the, do you know who I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
Some new white rapper with tattoos on his face. Tom Arnold or something. I don't fucking know his name. Tom Arn McDonald.
Tom, yeah. That'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold, hip-hop.
Yeah. It's featuring Ben Shapiro, and it's called Facts.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet, so.
I don't need that bitch. It's all like Roseanne.
Yeah, Roseanne, dude. I don't need that bitch. Took me for everything I had,
dang.
Which was nothing.
Hey, Roseanne show proved that, didn't they?
Roseanne made Tom sign a prenup. Definitely.
Yeah. That's
definitely. Funny.
But the Roseanne show, now they call it the
Connors.
Oh, yeah, because she got kicked her off.
Yeah,
but they kept doing it.
Killed her off.
John Goodman remarries, or
I don't know. No, I think
he's skinny, John Goodman. Now
you come out for one as like MAGA. Yeah, mm-hmm. Then you die in the show. Yeah, that's what happens.
I think she's so funny though. I think Roseanne Barr is hilarious.
She kind of lost a little bit. She kind of she says things that are easily. I know to say taken out of context would be too generous. She says some things that just don't make a whole lot of sense.
Oh, sure.
And
she pisses off
Jews. Especially as a Jew.
That's true.
Yeah.
She said it. Nobody pisses off Jews more than other Jews.
Yeah, that's right.
She makes really crazy jokes. And, hey, I like
that. That's embedded. That's the foundation of a religion.
That's right.
Is she Jewish?
400 years of slavery. And then they finally get freed by God. In the next 40 years, they're just screwing it up, until like Moses has to come down.
Yeah.
Like, bitches, what is wrong with y'all?
Yeah. This is hilarious.
Golden calves and stuff. Come on. Let's go kill some non-Jews.
Yeah. Slavery does weird things to people. Made Jewish people really, really funny. I'm going to end it there. I don't even think I'm going to keep that in. We know what the other one happened.
I love it.
Accidentally breeded like the most amazing athletes of all
the
time.
Superhumans.
Whoops.
Don't.
Just beat us all up. Oh, man. Anyway, I think that's a good place to end it.
I like it.
Roseanne.
Good stuff.
Yeah? Anything else? You good?
Yeah, good. All right. Yep.
All right, we'll stop there. We got we had to ease coming back. All right, we're not going to come back with a 3-hour
hard
heavy
hitting
hitter,
stuff.
Dude.
Yeah. Wanted to bring up Taylor Swift as a Pentagon psyop, but let's wait till after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm about done with that.
Did you get
Swift
those
already.
Secret NFL transmissions too? Seriously,
dude, I've been saying that since 2006. All right.
Well, now apparently it's been proven that Swift and her man friend are bots.
Oh, yeah.
Plugged in by the deep state.
Makes sense.
By Biden.
Yeah.
I think they
dubbed it QBanon or something like that.
I love this idea that you can't believe that you can't even have faith in the way the federal government builds an interstate, but yet you find them hyper competent when it comes to creating vastly and multifaceted conspiracies across the country. Whatever.
Absolutely.
All right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Checks
you
out.
You can
to
believe
me.
Two things at once, I suppose. Yeah.
I had a conversation with a guy yesterday about the fact that there are people that don't believe we landed on the moon or that the world's flat, stuff like that.
Yeah.
My favorite explanation.
Must
of,
be fun.
Yeah,
to believe that stuff.
My favorite explanation was by actually Elon Musk on X about the faking of the moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
He showed side by side CGI capabilities today, a moon landing, what it would look like if we made the moon landing via CGI today.
Yeah,
looks exactly like the moon landing that happened, right?
Yeah.
Then he showed the capabilities of CGI in the 60s or 70s.
It was like string.
It was like two stick figures moving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So to what people today are saying is they believe that they were able to do what they do today back then to trick us.
I just don't think they'd use CGI. They'd just use a set.
And, yeah, exactly. And that's an argument. Yeah. That isn't a common argument.
Just coincidence that's the same year that 2001 Space Odyssey came out.
Yeah,
it is.
Around the same time.
Definitely.
Save these conspiracies for next time. We don't got the time to get into that. That's going to do it. Check us out everywhere, and we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.